There were many reasons the first pioneers selected specific spots to begin towns and cities. It's easy to find the main reason in Stockton, Missouri, is still underneath this town. This edition of the American Countryside is brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated seed plus graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Long before there was ever a city of Stockton, Missouri, Randy Hayward says people had been stopping here because of something that is today under the center of the town.
Stockton became a natural place there because there was a spring right there in that one location on the square. Underneath is a huge cave, and there's also a spring.
As the town grew, the spring had added importance.
The spring is still there, and it still runs. One individual that I had a conversation with one time told me that when his dad was a little small boy, the local merchants would pay him a nickel a bucket to carry water from the spring up the hill to their businesses on the square.
Having that spring water was quite a draw for some merchants.
Because in those early days, when customers came in the store, they would just automatically get them a glass of water, a cup of water, and so the merchants always had a bucket of fresh water sitting by the front door.
The spring remains, but it's another body of water, Stockton Lake, for which many people know the town today.
Stockton primarily was Republican, and they were going to call it the Truman Dam, and there was a lot of local opposition to that. They didn't want that, so it became Stockton Lake, Lake Stockton Reservoir.
So a lake named for the former president did not wind up here. The name Truman Lake did eventually come about. A drive just about a half hour north will take you there. But here, it's a natural spring and a beautiful lake named for the town that continues to draw visitors. Traveling the countryside in Stockton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.